Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, April the 11th, 100th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County Supervisorette Virginia Bass.
Good to be here. Hi, how are you? It's always good to be here with you.
Yeah. Okay, we'll cut that one out and use that as a promo. Yeah. Sure.
Well, can't see what my... I can see. My face doesn't show, so you know...
Yeah, but your body language is a little different, but that's okay. That's all right. People have come to expect that from you. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about Richardson's Grove. We'll get an update on the current status there. I guess that's the easiest way to say it. Lost Coast Brewery, also, there's been some nice development there as well. The East-West Choo-Choo Train, we'll find out if there's anything formal that the county is doing. And we'll try to figure out what's going on with American Airlines.
That's all.
Are they, aren't they? We'll find out when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 416. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass, but before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Colin Powell. The day soldiers stop bringing... The day soldiers stop bringing you their problems is the day you've stopped leading them. They either have lost confidence that you can help them or concluded you don't care. Either case is a failure of leadership.
That's applicable to a lot of places in life.
Yeah, well, and we got the military and the leadership thing for you, so not bad, huh?
You covered all the bases. Are we done now?
What a guy. Let's talk a little bit about Lost Coast Brewery. It seems as if it's progressing. What's the current status, as you're aware?
Well, you know, it's funny being across the street now and not being directly involved with the city. I'm getting to watch it from a different perspective. And I thought it was a great move forward when the city council voted 5-0 to let the project move forward, to change the general plan or do the general plan amendment. I just think it's a great step for supporting local business. I think Lost Coast is definitely one of the best Humboldt County success stories there is. So I just think it's a really good step forward in showing that not just government, but business is actually standing behind business now. And if you saw the meeting the other day, you saw that folks representing other industries were there speaking in favor. And it just, I think that's the right attitude to have. And it's the only way that we're going to start finding success and helping our local businesses grow and expand.
Your general sense of this process, because you've seen the process happen repeatedly, and you've seen the process fall apart repeatedly also. Are you comfortable with the way that these occur?
You know, the process, as you mentioned, I've seen it work very well, fall apart, or in some cases be stuck on a shelf for a very long time for whatever reason. And some folks think that the process is flawed because there's too many opportunities for people to kind of derail the process. But by the same token, especially with this case with Lost Coast Brewery, I think the fact that it went through such a public process, and even though it took a lot of time and a lot of effort, we saw that this process does work. I know there's concerns like that the neighbors have had, or some of the neighbors, and through the process, they've had the opportunity to say, you know, this is an issue for us. And city staff has always been very good at trying to mitigate issues. So when you ask me, you know, if I'm concerned about the process, well, I'm concerned that it certainly does add a lot of time. And sometimes, I mean, time is money. A lot of businesses give up. Barbara has had a heck of a time finding a place to go. This has not been just a 1 or 2 year issue for her. It's been much longer. And when it does take so long, there is the risk that they're going to go somewhere else. She could have left Humboldt County. And what would that have, how, you know, that would have been a problem. So I'm not comfortable with the time frame that seems to, you know, that the process goes through all the time, but I think it's right to give people the input. I do have issues. I'm sure we could talk about all sorts of other projects that we've seen that have been stalled because the process has allowed, you know, a lot of reason for interruption.
There's a school of thought that says the community should have an awful lot of input. There's a school of thought that says you play by the rules that are established, general plan, land use plans, and things like that. You follow those rules and regs. Thank you very much. It's a slam dunk. We saw it with the goat cheese folks in Arcata.
Right.
When it was in the county, it was certainly a permitted use. Okay, one or two people get excited about it, and it blows it out of the water by following the rules. Same thing I kind of sense with this one is that it was zoned properly. Everything was done and teed up for this project to occur, and you get one or two people who think that, okay, either no, not in my backyard, understandable, or this is a chance for me to get paid a really crazy amount of money to be quiet. Not particularly understandable. Either way, it's to me, it's like somebody moving next to the airport and then complaining that the planes are too loud.
Exactly. I totally hear what you're saying. And I think one, what resonates with me when you were talking is people get used to what they have around them. I've always been fortunate to live next to a green belt or woods. You know, that's where I like to be. Some people have a view of, I mean, you have a gorgeous view out here from your office. Some people live, you know, where they can see the ocean. But what people aren't necessarily thinking is, unless they're going to buy that property, they're subject to changes and things happening. And all of a sudden, their view shed changes or use changes. And while you're right, while people are totally playing by the rules, some people don't like the thought that things are changing around them. And so I think, you know, I think David Tyson always, I don't know if he's, I guess said it best would be where I'm trying to go with this, but he felt it was always great to have as much public input as you could because people get a chance to vent. And even though you may not be able to fix their problem or it might be hard for them to understand, he really instilled in me the value of letting people say what's bothering them. And so it extends time to the process, but it really does help people, you know, get it out of their system. And there'll be some that it still won't satisfy. And there may be lawsuits filed, but you know what? People are going to sue. There's people that are, they're going to sue no matter what.
Well, and there's a difference between suing and suing successfully. Okay.
Exactly.
But that's another reason not to do something. So he's playing by the rules. And now the business owners, you were talking about businesses supporting businesses,
right,
have got the time or the risk associated with this anyway, but now it's a prolonged situation and the compounding factor, and it seems to me as if you can have one wingnut really causing a serious problem. Ferndale had it with the movie theater or the movie filming. You get one or two people that just want to be jerks, and they can scuttle the whole project. And there's so much at risk for the area, and we're in such desperate need for doing this stuff. It just is curious to me that we continue to allow that element to continue to have the same access that they do or would in any other situation.
And you know what would really help, and kind of what we touched on earlier, is other businesses and people showing up at the meetings like people did on whenever the city council meeting was, and then actually the planning commission meeting earlier, I don't know, last month. And actually, when you start seeing the audience come up and participate saying, we need this, this is a good project, it really helps emphasize it. You might have one person who isn't happy, but the majority are giving good reason to why it needs to be supported. And I think that's really helpful to a body making a decision. You know, the city council or planning commission or board of supervisors, it's very helpful to have the positive input from the community. It helps minimize some of the concerns of someone who may have a reason or not like a project for a certain reason.
KINS, News and Information Times, 424. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money, you won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 428. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Virginia, before the break, you were talking about a little bit of the challenges and the things that can slow up projects. The timeline is a big deal, but people showing up to the meetings, you know, supporting the right electeds to make whatever the vote is. Do you think that that's needed? I'm not being facetious with this one. If you're a representative, yeah, of course. If you're a leader, you do what's right.
Well, and I was going to say, it's not that the loudest voices get the vote. We've had several experiences, I mean, through the 12 years, 13 years maybe now, that I've been doing this in various forms. Just because someone stacks an audience doesn't mean that's where the votes go. I mean, obviously, with the county recently, we've had some challenging issues where speakers have certainly outnumbered where the direction the board ended up going. Where I think it's important when in support of a business is, it just provides perspective to those making the decisions, the
people behind the dais, or the people in the audience.
I think, well, part of it is the people at the dais. It's helpful having extra information. It always is. But at the same time, you've got people who may want to expand their business. They're watching what happens. And Barbara, I'll tell you, she has been so thankful for the folks who have showed up and spoken her behalf, even if they just went up and said, there's 30 new jobs, that's a good thing. It's just, it's hard, because especially when you've got a neighbor that's got a valid concern about something changing and how they use their property or their enjoyment of their property. At the same time, especially with the city of Eureka, they've got a great track record of trying to make it work. And so I still think it's important to have voices be heard, not just for the decision makers so that they, you know, get all the information, but for the people who may want to move something forward in the future. Because if they keep seeing projects being shut down, why is anybody going to take the risk of time and money and effort?
Why bother?
Why?
But on the flip side, if the municipality has a track record of doing and getting things done, I would think that'd be a huge attractant. But having a prolonged public process isn't that.
Well, and you know, I hate to say, this one wasn't as prolonged as many others have been. I mean, I think we probably have one big example sticking out in our minds. And so I'm just thankful this is moving forward.
It's 4:31.
Now, a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a lampist to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 4:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass, supervisor at the airplane stuff. I don't know. It seems like it was kind of cloaked in mystery. It was a moving target. We had people who were involved that I think everybody thought should have been involved, people who were involved that nobody really understood how come they were involved in the negotiations and the chase and In hindsight, did the county do a good job? Did the county representatives do a good job in trying to attract slash retain?
Well, that's quite a question. I think the county, well, it depends what you're talking about. County, are we talking about actual Humboldt County, County of Humboldt, REDEC? We've got the Fly Humboldt Group. There's a lot of
Humboldt County
of
is a geographical destination or jurisdiction, not just the government, but
right.
The districts and REDEC. Humboldt County.
I think segments of it worked really well. I don't think the communication flowed so that people actually knew what the needs were going to be. In hindsight, you know, as you're saying, I think we should have known ahead of time what a revenue guarantee may need to look like, or what did we need to attract and retain someone to come to this community. Certainly, there was a group that met with the airlines, several airlines, over a period of years, and those meetings are still continuing. And there's always been some interest in Humboldt County. And in my mind, it seems that we could have done a little better putting that information together as a package before it got to the point where it did with American. It just moved too fast.
A marketing package,
just trying to answer all the questions, because obviously if this is the way, revenue guarantees, if that is the way communities and airlines are now working together, seems to me we should have had more information and figured out how we would make that happen if that's something we wanted to do. Hindsight's wonderful.
Was there much risk? When you look at the numbers of bodies that were flying to L.A. over the last years, and you look at how much Horizon is doing from Santa Rosa to L.A., was there any risk?
Well, I think there's always some amount of risk. You never know that people are going to keep flying.
Other than the super extraordinary 9/11
right.
kind of a thing, or gas prices causing
right, the economy.
Things to triple. Yeah.
I think when looking back at the numbers, you can see that we've got great data that shows the number of people that used to travel on Horizon was greater than the number that these planes could even carry. So to me, that risk was pretty minimal. And I actually felt comfortable with a lot of the terms of what came forward. I do believe that there's a real viable market out there to get to LAX, especially, you know, we keep talking about the construction at SFO, but it is going to impact. I was just recently asking if perhaps SkyWest may do a flight extra into Sacramento, you know, because that's what we're going to need is some kind of alternate way to get through and past San Francisco.
Or Oakland even.
That actually has been apparently that discussion's been happening, but then Oakland just announced that they're pulling, or United just announced that they were pulling out of Oakland like next month. There was a news clipping yesterday. Yeah, so I'm not sure.
United's going out of Oakland?
That is what, we have some very observant folks in the community who send us different emails, and I believe that just came out earlier this week. I don't have the email with me, but it had a specific date and said they were pulling out, and now I guess Allegiant Airlines is going to be taking up some of the slack and filling in at Oakland. There's also San Jose, though. You know, there's got to be some way. So? I'm not sure that's much better. Hey, but Brian, I've got some good news for you. There's now a place, a Zen room at the airport at SFO. So when your flights are canceled, you have a place that's a calming atmosphere.
So you're presuming we'd be able to land it there. And well, that's then not be able to leave.
Yeah, you know, if it was quite the hilarious coincidence, I just can't imagine finding a room to
calm down. It's out on runway 16R.
Yeah, so I thought it was an interesting way for SFO to try to reach the consumer and help us through a difficult time, but don't think so.
Did or was the information ever shared what the seat cost would be, total capacity, flight times? I mean, did it get to that point so that the county, big all-encompassing umbrella, could actually make an informed decision?
I have seen that information presented, and as I'm not on one of the committees, you know, it came through the Board of Supervisors, through different...
But you're between number three, right, and you're between number five, so...
Well, and there's, CIO Phil Smith-Haynes regularly was giving us updates. So we'd seen those numbers. Mark, actually, Supervisor Lovelace, had gotten down the price per seat needed. He stayed up, I don't know how many hours, and calculated this out, and there were some good numbers that were shown, and I think that didn't concern the community nearly as much as this idea of the bad experiences we'd had with Delta.
The cut and run.
Yeah, and I think this one would have been structured very differently, but having to do it so quickly and then finding out that there was no real source of money because Headwaters could not loan to the county or loan, it was a very convoluted.
That to me was the one thing that was inexcusable.
We should have known I think.
Not knowing what the rules were that the county established for itself. That's just not right.
And in hindsight, again, I think that having known a revenue guarantee would be asked for by most airlines wanting to come into a community, that's something we should have known, because it didn't look good for us to go out and have to find the stuff out after the fact.
Well, and that thunderous, wonderful, warm, all-embracing response of, huh? really set things, the tone nicely.
Well, it's unfortunate. I really believe American and the county folks were trying to work something out. It just was moving too fast.
Is it dead or is it in hibernation?
Hibernation. It's like an engagement that's been put off for a few months till next spring.
I wouldn't know about that. KINS, News and Information Times 442. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 445. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Virginia, some of the different challenges that are out there make it interesting. When you go back to some of the folks that are kind of the known quantities, are their perspectives changing also? I mean, there are different groups, well, some of the folks that supported you during the campaign. I'm sure you've hacked off a couple of them. And I'm sure you've converted a couple of them that didn't like you.
Yeah, no, there's
to
definitely
being support. I mean, things do evolve, things do change. So as you're looking at some of these structures, whether it's change or turnover like an HCOG,
right. Okay,
things are going to be changing there. They change all the time. Or some of these other groups that are involved in decision-making processes, or at least that you have to work with. Is there an effort by the county or to continue the relationships with everybody in addition to those who are on these special boards? Senior staff is what I'm getting at.
I'm not sure if I understand your question.
Tyson's on. Okay, fine.
Yes.
And we know current thought is he's gone at the end of the year-ish.
Ish.
Okay. So the temptation would be just to have the relationship with that individual. not the senior management team. Okay. So when there is a change,
how does it keep?
There's continuity, and right. everybody knows everybody else, and the county doesn't get their teeth kicked in because you go from chocolate to vanilla, and somebody doesn't like something, and they're gonna make their name on that.
Yeah, I think that's always a challenge. I think it's actually more of a challenge probably when you have a potential to change who the electeds are, because, that can really be a shift in philosophy. I think when it comes to staff, whether you're talking about, you mentioned city staff, but even the county, that there is a real opportunity to involve everyone. And you did mention earlier HCOG in your comments, and that's a really good example of, trying to keep, how do I put it? You mentioned knowing quantities. Well, if you've been following HCOG and membership and who else can join as a member, there's been a lot of discussion for years. MCSD, McKinleyville, has been interested in joining. And in the past, there'd been interest from the tribes, Hoopon specific, about 6 years ago. And
that was the whole thing with Roger and Bonnie, right?
Well, and it was interesting. I watched the Fortuna City Council meeting last week, and I was listening to the discussion, and I was on the board at the time, and it's interesting how things have changed and philosophies have. Before, let's just say there were more concerns, and I think that when you talk about known quantities, I think HCOG actually is much more open to considering new members coming on board. And in the case of the tribes, Jackie Hossler's worked really hard to come up with, it's kind of like a tribal voice, and bringing the eight tribes together. And so it's going to be a really interesting discussion, because there are some folks that are still very kind of dug their heels in over beliefs from before, and there's certainly issues to overcome, but I see in the future there's a real degree of commitment to talk through the issues and make a decision based, based on the reality and working relationships, because quite frankly, in the case of the tribes, they do bring a lot to the table. They have access to funding that the county can't. They actually take care of county roads that the county can't. But there's issues. They have a different set of rules. They're considered a sovereign nation, and then there's always the political contributions, which actually, it's funny, 6 years ago, $2,000 seemed like a lot, and one tribe in 2010 actually donated $95,000 to local campaigns. So that's going to still be a sticking issue. So I don't think I answered your question exactly as you phrased it, but let's just say there's a commitment to work with all the staff and different governing bodies, because if we don't work together regionally, it's kind of like the businesses. If you don't support each other, there's no way you're going to succeed.
Doesn't get a whole lot better than that. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.